Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV? And we are presented by EMP, one of the weight loss structure accountability results, the standard for weight loss in the area. It's EMP, one of the weightloss.com. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, July 10th, 2018. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Yes, sir. That's at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter.
And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Three-man show. Where are we at? Tuesday morning? At least for a couple of days.
All right, we've got Tuesday. All right, we're getting there.
It is Tuesday, yes.
eBay correct. Set to return on Thursday?
Not sure. But again, it's up in the air.
Don't really care.
When he shows up again, he shows up. He'll be there in
you
that
know
seat.
You know what's amazing is I remember, I'd have to look up the schedule. I remember when the Nats were playing the Mets on opening day. I want to say it was 2016. So I want to say it was 2 years ago.
Okay.
And we were all doing an appearance. We were doing an opening day appearance at Gordon Biersch.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
Sounds vaguely familiar. I remember being there.
And we were talking about the All-Star game. Because, you know, the All-Star game had been announced that it was coming to Nats Park.
It had or hadn't been?
It had.
Okay, yeah.
And we were talking about how, you know, it's going to be awesome when the All-Star game. When we said, right. But that's so far away.
Right.
I remember saying that to you or maybe Eric. I said, that's so far away. I can't even think about that.
And now so we're like walking to the building after we parked this morning at Homewood Suites. Thank you to them for taking care of our vehicles. There are signs now on the regular street signs that say, you know, that point this direction for a taxi, this direction for a ride share, this way for an Uber. I mean, it's basically here.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I can't believe the All-Star game is in a week here in D.C.
Yeah.
I mean, it's mind-blowing how fast it
time
goes.
Time is just flying by, zooming by.
That just stuck out at me when I was driving through this morning.
Speaking of appearances.
And by the way, the place will be bananas next week.
Jam-packed. That's true. It's a very good point. Hadn't really thought about that.
There will be nowhere to park.
That's
nowhere to stay.
A good point.
Now, luckily, we got the hookup over there at Homewood Suites.
Yeah.
Thanks to Dave and all those good people over there. But, you know, my daughters were bugging me yesterday about coming down to the game. I said, well, first of all.
The All-Star game?
I said, there's no tickets.
Right.
So I grasped and sent an email to a couple people.
Oh, that's full-on grasper. That's the biggest full-on grasper I've heard in probably a few years.
Well, and that's what I prefaced the email by saying, look, I know this is a long shot.
Right.
But my daughter decided to wait a week away.
Let me guess. You sent an email to somebody whose initials are GL.
Jeff Lindsay, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Of course you did.
Look, did they grasp at... Isn't Taylor Swift doing a concert?
Tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah, but that's
at FedEx.
That's at FedEx. That's not down here.
Are they going to that?
No. You know what? They're not as big a Taylor Swift. I'm a bigger Taylor Swift fan than
them. Yeah, you would go before that.
If it was Ariana Grande, they're all in.
Right.
But Taylor Swift, they could take her or leave her. But, yeah, I mean, next week. I know I told them it's a long shot. We're not going to get tickets. If you just want to go down there and just kind of walk around and take it all in, soak it all in, that's fine. I'm not going.
Right.
I'll watch it from my bed.
They could go hang out at I think it's called the Play Ball Park, which is a big interactive area near the ballpark.
Right.
It's free for people to get in. That'll be a mob scene. There'll be a billion people there.
Right.
But they could do that. But getting into the game is
going to
be tough.
But my point is, it's going to be just berserko. By the way, that was 2015.
That was 2015 we did that appearance.
Hold on. I'm looking at the schedule here. 2015, their home opener was, I think it was the Mets. That's how long ago it was.
I don't know how you have that sort of tracking memory.
It was April 6th. Monday, April 6th, they lost to the Mets 3-1. That's when I was talking about that.
Okay. We were at Gordon Biersch.
We were at Gordon Biersch. You were there.
Probably Bickle having a delicious beer that was brewed on premises.
CK was there. Drabby. That's how quickly it went. That was 3 years ago.
Goes quick, man.
It goes fast. By the way, I have news. I have appearance news. Well, I have incomplete appearance news. First of all, need to remind everybody, we'll be at Whitlow's on Wilson this Saturday for the summer dress party, 4 p.m. Hope to see everybody there. Forecast is high 80s, low 90s. Should be perfect weather.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, Thursday night, this Thursday night, like in 2 days, from 6 until 8 p.m., at a location, TBD, to be determined, I will be appearing, as will both producers, Drab and Valdez, at a Sam Adams bar appearance. Now, we don't know the bar yet, but once I get that detail, I will disseminate it.
You're just letting the listeners know.
I'm just letting you know. Like,
make plans now.
Thursday night, just carve out a couple hours, because it's not very often that there's junk and two producers appearance. I mean, it's like a full It's like a full lunar eclipse. It doesn't happen a lot. Just to let you know, it's this Thursday night, 6 p.m. at a bar in D.C.
That tells me they were desperate for that appearance because we all received a text message. And within seconds, Jason and Eric said, out.
Right.
I had to check the schedule. My wife works on Thursday.
Look, I'm just going to pull back the curtains. It's just too hard for me, unless it's something we absolutely have to do and should do. It's just too hard for me to get from my house to D.C. during a week.
I get
it. It's fine. You have the ability to say no.
No, that's what I did.
So you said no quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
EB said no quickly. I had to check the schedule. I got back to Chris, I don't know, within an hour or so, because my wife is teaching two or three classes. It would just be a lot of hoops for her to change and find substitutes.
It works for his schedule.
So I said no, but there used to be a mandate from management that we would never do appearances unless there were at least two junkies.
Well, I think that is
so
stupid.
What's happened is,
that is dumb.
Believe me.
When they're desperate.
They overlook that all the time.
When they're desperate, they'll just fill us in with two producers.
I just think we're wanted, JP. It's not out of desperation.
Okay.
And hey, more power to you. I have no problem
with
it.
I have no problem if it's just you two.
If I had my druthers. Now, if somebody came, I'll pull back the curtain further. If somebody from sales came and said,
Radio Insider,
you can either have the whole enchilada appearance or you can split it up with the producers. I'm sorry, I'm probably going to
You want to scoop up all the chips.
I might want to scoop all the chips.
Funner's back.
Fun and Funner are back. They are going to be hanging out with me this Thursday night, 6 p.m. at a bar in D.C., and we'll be drinking Sam Adams. I will give you that bar as soon as I have that pertinent detail.
Come up, say hi, and I'll tell you what Cakes' real net worth is.
Yes, Valdez will do that.
Hey, this is an important night because we have to show management, who for years has said producers can't go to events, that we can handle it.
You can handle it. You guys can
and
do
if
it.
If this is a smash, there'll be more green lights in the future.
I have full confidence in you guys.
I'll scoop those pots.
You guys will kill it.
There's a clamoring for the producers. It's nice.
Maybe there is.
Hey, Thursday night's
this weekly.
A good night.
And I was partially kidding. I'm glad to have you guys along. I'm not that greedy. I'm not that greedy where I would scoop all the chips and leave you guys just on the outside. It will be a fun evening.
I love the appearance to be determined.
To be determined. I tried to find out yesterday from CK. He didn't have the details as to which bar it will be in. I'm assuming we might have that prior to the end of the show today.
We have a lot going on. Look, we have an appearance on Monday.
Correct. At Willie's Brew and Q before the Home Run Derby.
That's all of us.
Yes.
Producers too, or are they just staying home?
I think producers might be finished.
They could show up to hang.
Yeah, you could show up if you'd like. Maybe get you a free drink or
two. But look at Cakes' eyes. That's the eyes of, I'm not sharing my appearance fee.
Well, I mean, come on. Let's not get crazy here. I'm already sharing it on Thursday.
But that's
spreading the wealth.
That's the Home Run Derby appearance.
Correct.
Although we're going to be doing the appearance well before
the
Home
Run
Derby.
We're going to be hyping up the Home Run Derby.
Exactly.
I don't even know when the Derby starts. 8:30? Probably 8.
Don't know.
But anyway, this D.C., this part of D.C. will be crazy next week, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, with all the all-star traffic, people coming in.
Homewood Suites booked. Oh, don't even think you're staying down there.
Full on booked.
Well, plus Saturday night, I know, Jason, you're heading over to Audi Field for the D.C. United Open.
I'll be there, yes.
They had the ribbon cutting yesterday.
Well, Saturday we've got Whitlow's.
That's right.
We got Whitlow's.
Whitlow's.
Get your ride situation taken care of?
No, I haven't heard from Drab on that. Drab, any update?
Yeah, you're taken care of.
Oh, cool.
Hey, you're good.
Is that Uber or Chariots?
Chariots. Always.
Sweet. We love Chariots for
Courtney hire. West.
Courtney West is
fine,
the best guy.
Fine American.
He's probably the best person I know.
I still have my Johnny Walker Blue in my office. I mean, I don't know if I'm ever manly enough to drink that bottle of booze.
Yeah, well.
It's very
high
quality.
He literally gave us that.
Five, 6 years ago.
Yeah, because I'm a hoarder. I still have it. I still have the bottle of Dom Perignon that Alan Linewand gave us. It has to be close to 18 years ago.
What did we receive that one for?
I don't know. I
was
can't
it
even
just
remember.
Christmas?
We just probably killed it in the ratings and made
Not
them a
sure.
bunch of money.
It's in a silly green box, and I keep saying, I'll use this as some sort of special opportunity.
Anytime he was giving us something, it's because he was getting something.
Oh, of course.
So he was making cash. Drabby, Valdez, any update on the news, babes? Are we still at like three?
No. We have, here, I'll go through them. Give me 1 second. I'll bring up my email.
You All love right. news babes at the summer dress party.
I do. I love news babes.
So Melissa Millay.
Could they just be a babe and not involved in the news?
Oh, they're welcome too, yeah.
Melissa Millay will be there.
Okay.
Aaron Hawksworth will be there.
Of course.
I just got confirmation that Lauren Ricketts will be there.
Oh, that's my girl.
Ricketts.
Sheena Parveen.
Did you tell Lauren Ricketts that the papa gets sized?
Probably the fake papa on Twitter already told her.
All right.
Because she's butt sized too.
Because I personally requested her.
You did.
Yeah, because that's my girl.
Very
All right,
good.
Go ahead.
And was it? And Lauren's bringing a friend as well. She told me.
Okay.
Because I get sized to tell them there's a VIP list when there's really no VIP list.
Right.
Parveen, you said?
Yeah, Parveen. Annie Yu and the whole Fox 5 crew. So, like, Aaron Como and Caitlin Roth will be there.
Look at Cakes' face. He's afraid to see Tucker.
Tucker will be there,
most likely. It'll be awkward. I hope I have at least three Coronas in my body
before I talk
to him.
Caitlin Roth's going to be there, too?
Yes.
She is strong.
Right,
go ahead.
And that's it so far.
This is like an all-star line. This is like the lineup you'll see over at Nats Park.
Yeah.
That's pretty strong.
You won't just continue the bit kicks and call Tucker Topper.
No, I can't do that. I mean, I honestly feel really bad about doing that.
I will bring it up, though. I will bring it up.
Jason, did you think I wasn't on it?
It's the cross I bear.
You were on it. You were on it. I didn't know. I just didn't hear an update. So
that's for our summer dress party, 4 o'clock, Whitlow's on Wilson this Saturday, where it's good times, it's good friends. You can get more details at thefandc.com/summer. But should be a great time on Saturday.
But with some of these girls, like Caitlin Roth, you have no idea who Caitlin Roth is.
I've heard the name.
No, I know, but I'm the guy who personally requests them.
I don't.
Because I watch the local
news. I think
Cakes
knows who Caitlin Roth is. She was at Kevin's wedding.
Okay. All right. Didn't know that.
I don't like local news.
Right. No, you don't.
That's funny to about three people, Cakes.
It's funny to me. You know what? You know what's important? What's funny to me? And if it makes you dummies chuckle behind the glass, okay? And if people at home chuckle, good for them.
Right,
or
so
their cars.
That sounds like a really strong lineup. Nicely done, Valdez.
By the way, speaking of cars, we were just gratuitous shout-outs. I finally used my Mr. Wash unlimited car wash bit for the first time.
You're kidding.
First time. I was like, you know what? I might as well use this over the weekend. Car's sparkling. Couldn't be cleaner.
Cakes, I don't blame you. I've never used it. It's just not close to where I live.
Yeah.
Mr. Wash is not in any sort of range to where I am.
I have one a mile from my house. I go every week.
I know the one you're talking about because I've driven by it, and it's remarkably convenient for you.
Is that the one that's right in Arlington?
No. There's one that's kind of on off Mount Vernon Avenue.
Oh, okay.
That's on the Alexandria-Arlington border.
Actually, because the one in Arlington's not that far from here.
No, yeah. It's not.
It really
it's pretty
is.
Close.
It's like if you're going towards Kettler.
Yeah.
It's not that far.
It's like right off 66.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yep.
Besides golf, it's probably one of the best hookups.
I mean, it's a great hookup if you think about it. Just scan your little thing on the windshield. Bang,
you're
in.
Mr. Wash is definitely right. There's something about a clean car that gets you sized.
It does. Everybody loves a clean car. Our man Steve from Mr. Wash. So stopped into the Kensington spot this week.
He used to get so sized when we had the junkettes out there.
Of course he did.
He got sized.
By the way, booming business. I know this is quite a bulletin for everybody. The car wash business, a good business to be in. Cars everywhere.
I'm salty. I spent $22 on a car wash the other day, and you guys were talking about freebies.
Hold on. Why are you spending one red nickel on a car?
Because I
wash?
Don't have that hookup you have. I don't have the.
Yeah.
Is that an app on your phone or is it
no,
a sticker?
It's
or something?
A sticker on your windshield.
Yeah,
they scan
that.
It.
What?
I don't have it.
How did you miss out on such a bonanza?
Don't know.
He left.
Oh, you
he didn't want to
he
stick
was
around.
Impatient. Laugh.
I mean, they gave me a couple gift cards, but I don't have the everlasting.
Well, you left. You know what you did? You left a lot of chips on the table.
Yeah, I know.
You left
a hot shoe.
Well, that's what it was because they said it was going to take about an hour to get it. I guess they
it took like ten minutes.
That's what they told me. So I said,
I'll get it next time. Impatience cost
next
you.
Next time.
Your impatience cost you.
Yeah.
Cost you big.
Now I have to spend $22 on car washes.
All right, yeah. Phone number is 800-636-1067. We'll get into the Nationals. Have they remained hot after that great comeback on Thursday? We wondered if this was just going to be the beginning of something big. We'll get into the Nationals. Also, Rex Walters is going to join us on the show at 820. Former Kansas basketball star, played 7 years in the NBA. We'll talk to him coming up at 820 here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Join us, 4 o'clock, Whitlow's on Wilson. It's our most fun party of the year, our summer dress party. Be hanging out on the deck, the rooftop.
Yep,
tiki bar.
Looking forward to it. Should
That's
be fun.
At Whitlow's on Wilson, where it's good times, good friends. You can get more details if you need them at thefandc.com/summer. So for the last week or two, we've spent a lot of time talking about the Nationals, and the Nationals had been floundering, and they had that 4-game set over the weekend, where they had the incredible comeback on Thursday, and after that incredible comeback where they were down 9-0 and they came back to win on Friday morning, we had a discussion whether it was the start of something big.
Mm-hmm.
And we still don't necessarily know, but now we're several games after it, and they're at 500. They're back at 500, which is one game better than they were.
Several games
were one
after games, what?
Well, just since last Thursday when we were wondering, did win 3 out of 4 against the Marlins.
They were 4 games after it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say several. I mean, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
If you don't want to call it several, fine. They're 4 games after.
Well, I mean,
you
act like we're 3 weeks away from that. I mean, it's still a very small sample size.
Sure. But you're still at 500. It's not that nice, big winning streak. And what has remain constant is, outside of Max Scherzer, they can't rely on any starter.
Well, look, we talked to Dave Jagler yesterday, and we did say, and he was talking about how these starting pitchers have to get into minimum the 6th inning just to kind of give that bullpen a rest, because the bullpen's been throwing so many innings. And we said yesterday that Jeffrey Rodriguez, who's a rookie, was going to have to get into the 6th inning and pitch fairly well. Now, he didn't get into the 6th inning. He finished 5, but he didn't pitch that great.
And he gave up 6 runs.
He may not
have gotten the 6th inning.
I mean, they had to stay with him. I mean, it was 6-0 after the 2nd inning, wasn't it? Or maybe they had to stay with him. They couldn't go to the bullpen in the 3rd inning, which in a big game they obviously would have. But they just kind of dealt with it. He settled down, and they only had to use Grace Kelly and Miller for an inning each. But we did say that last night there was a lot of pressure on Rodriguez to go deep, and he didn't necessarily do that.
You did get home runs from Bryce Harper and Juan Soto. Soto's up to 9. Harper, 22 home runs.
Adam Eaton had 3 hits.
But, man, the starting pitching, I am starting to think that you need to make a move for that pitcher. And yesterday I saw the name Madison Bumgarner out there.
Mm-hmm.
I would be very intrigued by him because he's had great playoff success too.
Stud. I mean, he basically won the Giants the World Series a few years ago. Was against the Royals. But, I mean, the Giants are 3 games out. I mean, it's not like they're out of it. They're right in the mix. I don't know why the Giants would get rid of their best pitcher.
Right. Why would they deal their ace?
Especially well, we don't know their finances. I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of financial reason, because he gets paid a lot of money.
I think he's only making $12 million. I believe there's a club option next year. I could check that. But it just doesn't seem like a move that the Giants would make unless they think they're completely out of it, which they're not. I mean, the NL West is up for grabs right now between 3 or 4 teams.
Unless I hear that Scherzer starting, doesn't matter who the opponent is, I just think it's going to be very shaky for the Nationals to win.
Absolutely.
And that's
like
kind of sad.
Hellickson's taking the mound today. Do you have any confidence in him? How could you at this
point?
More
confidence than Rodriguez. Well, but even at his best, he's a six inning pitcher.
Hellickson, he's a tick above guys like Fetty and is it Rodriguez a pitch last
yes.
night?
Yep.
He's a tick above them. But I mean, can you really trust him, especially coming off?
No, you can't.
You know, the injury.
You can't really
off
trust
of?
Anybody other than Max, like JP said. Puts a lot of pressure on the lineup to score runs.
So I don't want to give away any big prospects. I think what the Nationals organization has always been really good at doing under Mike Rizzo is making moves and not necessarily giving up their top prospects. Now, it is interesting that Blake Treinen all of a sudden has become a stud in Oakland.
Right, right. Not as a starter.
No.
Yeah, as a closer.
Somebody tweeted us yesterday at Junks Radio several Treinen clips because I was unaware. And it was basically video of Treinen mowing people down. And then underneath it said the pitch and how fast he was throwing. It was like Treinen mows down this batter with 100-mile-an-hour fastball with 93-mile-an-hour slider. Mm-hmm. I mean, we always said he had incredible stuff. Yeah, he just couldn't figure it out.
He couldn't throw strikes last
until
year.
He moved to Oakland.
Yeah. You know, some players just need a change of scenery. They need a change of change
so,
of pace.
I mean, you don't want to give up somebody that could potentially be an anchor for your team, whether it's a starting pitcher, an everyday starter down the road, because we know this team is going to look different next year.
But, I mean, look,
I think there's very little chance Daniel Murphy's going to be part of the team next
wouldn't
year.
Wouldn't you have to give up something big to get a guy like Madison Bumgarner?
You would think.
I don't think the Giants are just giving him away.
Hey, look, I'm with you, that I found it surprising that his name was out there as a potential target for teams.
I think some teams just throw out their big names because they're hoping they're going to get a big package in return. Because if you're going to give away Madison Bumgarner, you've got to get three or four. You've got to get like two already established players and maybe like a top prospect. I mean, I just can't imagine them giving him up for cheap.
But the reality,
and you know, Rizzo's not going to give anything valuable away.
Rizzo's in the business of winning trades. That's basically what he does and what he's done since he's been here.
But the reality is, with this Nationals team back at 500, and maybe they'll go on this streak before the All-Star break. That's kind of what we were wondering after that Thursday night comeback win. Is they're trotting out Tanner Roark every 5 days, who just can't get a win. He's got 3 on the year. He's got 11 losses. He's been terrible. They're trotting out Gio, who's had an abysmal last month or so.
He was better in his last start than the two previous, but yes.
But I'm putting the whole month together. Yep. They're trotting out Jeffrey Rodriguez, a starter who gave up 6 runs in the first 2 innings, and they had to keep him out there.
I mean,
remember, they're getting Strassi back.
After the All-Star
right after
break.
So I would assume he's pitching in that Braves. They play the Braves coming out.
The Braves
out,
here at Nats Park.
I would assume he's going to pitch that first game.
Like,
if
you
not
can't
the
have any
game.
Confidence in Hellickson tonight. His last outing, he went 4 innings, gave up 8 earned runs. I mean, that's a horrible outing.
It's almost standard for the non-Max starters now.
Look, the starting rotation is poo.
That's what I'm saying.
Is.
So,
and it looked like it was going to be. It looked like it was going to be one of the strengths of the team to start the year, and it just hasn't worked out that way.
Right. The urgency is that I think they're going to have to pull the trigger on something
if they want.
And you know what? Yeah. If you want to go for it, I actually don't have a problem sometimes on mortgaging the future to an extent. Like, look, Soto's so good, and Eaton, I think, signed a 4-year deal last year, so he's going to be around for 3 more years, and it looks like he's a really good player. So you got 2 outfielders there. And if they did envision Robles kind of taking over Harper's spot, well, it's not the greatest. And first of all, they're going to try and re-sign Harper. But let's just assume Harper's leaving via free agency. You wouldn't ideally want to trade Robles. But if he's what's going to get you Cole Hamels, let's say, and that might make a difference to getting into the playoffs and making a run in the playoffs, you know what? You can find another outfielder at some point.
But hold on, does Cole Hamels put you over the edge and win you a World Series? That's what you have to ask
and
yourself.
And what if Robles
becomes
the
third
special
starter? I think it's
now,
pretty solid.
Now, if you're
solid.
Talking about DeGrom or like, I wouldn't even throw Madison Bumgarner, but Syndergaard, you know, someone like that of that ilk. Okay, I'm willing to give up a top prospect or two, but not for Cole Hamels. Not for someone who's past his prime, who's pitching okay for a bad team.
Right, and if Rizzo thinks Robles is a centerpiece of this team going forward for the next 8 or 10 years, he's not going to deal him away for some trash third or fourth starter just to kind of get him by for the next 2 or 3 months.
I guess I'm more high on Cole Hamels than you. I don't know what his numbers are this year, though. I haven't paid attention.
Well,
he's in the American League.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure
numbers are going to be higher.
I'm sure he's fine. I'm sure he's healthy, and he's probably pitching fine. But, I mean, I don't think it's worth your top prospect in your system.
Well, their top prospect is Juan Soto when he's in the everyday lineup.
All right, but we don't know because Robles has been hurt. I mean,
True.
If Robles didn't hurt his elbow, he could already be up at the major league level today.
Actually, probably would be
probably
over Soto because Soto, they pulled up from Double A.
So I'm just not willing to make that deal, and I doubt Rizzo is.
Hamels is 4-8. He has a 4.28 ERA.
All right, so he's pitching all right. He's with a bad team.
He's got a 1.36 whip.
Yeah, well,
which is something I used to pay a lot of attention to when I played fantasy
baseball. I'm just
not
willing to give up my top guy in my system for a 1.36 whip and a 4.2.
Right.
But do you have any confidence that if the Washington Nationals don't make a move at starting pitcher, that they're going to be a playoff team?
If they don't make a move.
They don't make a move. They go the rest of the way as is. Do you think they're in the playoffs? I don't anymore. They're running out of time. And the pitching just isn't good enough. Getting Strasburg back is great. So now all of a sudden I feel good 2 out of every 5. Well, now Tanner and Gio turn it around, but when you've had all of these starts where they're awful, and maybe it'll get better with Matt Wieters behind the plate because Gio apparently is a bit of a head case when he doesn't have his go-to catcher.
Yeah. And by the way, you saw Severino sent down with the quickness.
Right.
Will they make the playoffs if they don't make any move for a starting pitcher? Tough to say yes, but with Strassi coming back, if Strasburg can be healthy the rest of the way, and I know that's a big if, but if Max and Strasburg are healthy the rest of the way, I think they got a pretty good chance. Now, they got to cut into this lead. The problem is the Phillies are pretty damn good. So you're not just battling one team to get to the top of the division, you're battling two. And if the Phillies do make a move from Machado, they just get that much better. So that would put pressure on the Nats to make a move. But I just think with Strasburg coming back, if healthy, that's a big, big piece.
Now, you don't have to win the division. Wild card's dicey.
True.
But just get into the dance, and maybe that's the route they have to go. We talked about it with the Washington Capitals. The Capitals would be the President's Trophy winner, best record in the NHL, and then get bounced out in the second round. So this year was a slightly different path. They still won the division. Obviously had a good record.
It's hard to rely on that one game, though.
Absolutely.
Because
but
Max
if you're
Scherzer
the one
could,
it's Max.
Lose 2-1 and it's over.
True, but it's Max.
You're right. But to answer your question, I would say, I mean, smart money says no based on the way they've played because they've been just so awful the last 6 weeks. But getting Strasburg back, you know, now they got Wieters back. Matt Adams has been back for a few games. They're starting to get all these guys back, and you would assume they're just going to get better based on track record.
I just think they need to do something at pitcher, at starting pitcher. The rotation, it just isn't good enough.
Look,
every time, like I think Jeffrey Rodriguez was starting last night. I was like, well, maybe they'll steal a win with Jeffrey Rodriguez. It's just not happening.
It didn't happen.
It's not happening. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. And I don't feel any more confident. I mean, Cake said a slight uptick with Eric Fetty. I'd have to look at the numbers. I don't think Eric Fetty's blowing anybody away.
No, he gives up 5 runs every time he goes
That's
out.
That's why I said very slight.
Right.
But what I would say is if you can get me Cole Hamels or Bumgarner or, Jay Happ or one of those guys, and I don't have to give up Robles or Soto or any, like, top guys.
If Rizzo works his magic again somehow.
You know, then okay. But if you do, I don't think it's worth it. Not for a rental, not a guy that you're counting on for 10 years in your outfield. And Rizzo's thinking the same thing. I guarantee it. There's no way. Because he probably already assumes he's losing Harper. And if he can start next year with Soto and Robles in his outfield, he's fine with it.
By the way, Fetty is 1-3 with the 5.79 ERA. Jeffrey Rodriguez, we saw give up 6 runs in 2 innings. Now, he did get through 5. But those guys just aren't getting it done. And they are I guess you just have to keep trotting Tanner out there. Tanner's lost it. For whatever reason, you know, Dave Jagler came on the show yesterday and said he's just not hitting his spots.
Mm-hmm.
He talked about the catcher moving his mitt.
I wonder if there's anybody else down on the farm that they can bring up that's pitched in the major leagues before, that's major league ready, that could give them 5 or 6 innings in a spot start.
By the way, they're now 5.5 back in the wild card.
Yeah.
The Nats.
They're 5.5 back across the board.
Who are the two wild card teams right now? I guess the Phillies
and Cubs, I believe.
(Clears throat) Cubs are up 1.5 on the Braves and the Phillies, and the Dodgers are 1.5 back.
Yeah. Look, it's going to be tight the rest of the way. And those teams are going to be active.
Yep.
Dodgers will be active. Phillies will be active. Braves will be active.
Bats don't make the playoffs. I'll take any bets.
Well, that would suck.
Let's go around the room. Anybody? Any takers? A-Wad? A-Wad, you're poking your head up over there. You want to bet on the Nats?
To make the playoffs?
Point? To make the playoffs.
Yes.
Any form of playoffs.
Yes. My account's kind of swole right now.
Oh, you feel a little
braggadocious. Maybe you could use it for your rent.
Yeah. Why don't you pay the $800 you stiffed your landlord?
Right. Let's make the bet. $5.
That the Nats make the playoffs.
That's the bet. Yes.
They're in.
You're pro Nats. I'm anti Nats, them making the playoffs.
Now I got a baseball sweat.
You've got a baseball sweat.
Valdez, your boys actually won a game yesterday. Now they lost the game too, but they split with the Yankees in a doubleheader.
Yeah, I'll take 500 any day.
Man, it is incredible how far they have fallen. I mean, think about this. They are 41 games under 500. Okay, they're on pace for about less than 50 wins.
If I were Buck at this point, I would just have my bench coach. I would just say you put the lineup.
Well, I'd want to get out.
I'm not doing any more work.
If I was
I'm not
Buck,
doing
I'd want to get out.
There was an article yesterday
about
Chris.
25 wins, Valdez, and they haven't traded any players yet.
I know. Well, trust me, there's going to be a big trade coming.
Wait till they trade their players. Wait till they trade Machado and Adam.
There was an article yesterday that Chris Davis is arguably having the worst season in the history of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I saw that. He could have the lowest average since 1900. Rob Deer, I think, has the record right now at .179 in 1991.
And he's a well-paid player who has delivered for many years. I don't know if he got off the juice. I don't know what the heck's going on with him.
So, Drabby, Chris Davis right now.
Remember, they were batting him leadoff.
Yeah, they were doing anything.
It's 20 points below the record.
Yeah, it's awful.
Unbelievable.
By the way, Davis has 4 more years guaranteed at $17 million per.
Yeah. And then believe me, they'll have to pay it because they're not trading that contract.
No way anybody takes that money.
But Baltimore's got 25 wins and they haven't traded their best two players. I mean, Adam Jones last night in the second game, I think, was in the hanging out with the grounds crew.
Well, probably saying goodbye.
It's a farce at this point. I mean, you think they're taking anything seriously in Baltimore? How could they?
It's amazing how far they've fallen. There are some bad teams. The Orioles are horrific. The Royals have 25 wins. Horrific now. They won a World Series a few years ago, so they kind of get a pass. White Sox are 30-60.
Who's managing the White Sox?
Hold on.
These
so the white, what you're
I
telling
no
me
idea.
Is
the it's White's, not Robin Ventura anymore, is it?
Might be. Look that up.
What you're telling me is the White Sox are not going to hit their over number on their season wins with our wacky pool that we're in.
No.
I took the over on that.
It takes, I think, for you to win your sweat bet, the 45-45 Nationals would have to go 48-24.
That's Rick Renteria in Chicago.
You understand? I don't even consider that bet anymore. That bet is a big fat loser. Nats with 92 wins.
I mean, it's possible.
I'm sure that's going to happen.
It's possible, and I would say probable. The way the Red Sox, Yankees, and Astros are so good, but the Red Sox, Yankees, not division. It's possible the Orioles finish 60 games out. I'd like to find out last time a team finished 60 games out.
No! It's not possible!
Hey, well, do that research for me. Last time a team has finished 60 games out of first place.
They were just abysmal.
My bad cakes. 47-25 for your sweat bet.
don't waste any time doing math. That bet is so dead.
All right, got to take a break. If you want to chime in on the Nationals.
Hold on to your money until you actually have to pay.
I will.
If you want to chime in on the Nationals, the phone number is 800-636-1067. Hey, cakes, what are the staples of this show?
That would be the 3 D's. That'll be death, dongs, and us talking about the divas.
We don't really talk about the divas that often.
Not as much as the other two topics.
Right.
Clearly.
Well, death has always been a staple, and I'm looking for some stories during the break, and one just jumped out at me because of the picture.
Okay.
I think we're going to put it up on NBC Sports Washington. So apparently this might
picture?
Be a trend. It's not graphic.
Okay.
It actually made me laugh. But
right.
It is a dead body.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
So the body of a dead teen was honored with what they're calling extreme embalming, where they have a wake, for this teenage kid who died. And they position his corpse in a chair.
Weekend at Bernie's?
Basically. Kinda. Facing a TV screen, holding a video game controller.
I saw the picture.
His favorite snacks next to him, which were Doritos.
Well, who doesn't love Doritos? Who doesn't love a bag of Doritos and a Mountain Dew? I don't know what the soda was beside him.
I think he has a Kyrie Irving jersey on.
Okay.
He's got like the flip-flops. He's got socks of Kyrie Irving on it.
That's so creepy.
It's very
and
creepy.
And the family approves this?
I guess the family chose it.
Why?
It's Renard Matthews, who's 18, from Louisiana. He was robbed and shot to death on the evening of June 25th while walking his dog. He loved football. He loved basketball. Clearly, he was a Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving's 11, right?
So where is he, I guess?
I think that's Kyrie Irving.
Where is he propped up?
They propped him up on a chair. It looks like...
Is he in a church or something?
No, that looks like probably a funeral home, right?
Yeah.
So what's weird is there's a different angle, and he's like, the screen is on.
That is just weird.
So like the Xbox system or PlayStation system is on, and he's playing NBA 2K.
Yeah, and he's got a controller in his hand.
It's on computer mode.
Yes, definitely. I mean, it's a tragic story. He's an 18-year-old kid walking his dog.
That's one guy you could actually beat, I think.
In hoops.
Yeah.
So would you want that?
Like, let's say you could preserve a body.
No.
Because what I heard is our Secretary of State is Mike Pompeo.
Okay.
And he just went back to North Korea. And where he stayed, there was a palace behind the hotel or whatever residence that he was staying at. And in that palace, they have, I believe, two embalmed bodies who I believe are the previous supreme leaders of North Korea.
So are they like in a...
I guess people, I would assume a glass case.
That's hurt.
I guess people can just go by and see these embalmed bodies.
The whole embalming thing kind of freaks me out. Like, just to keep your body preserved.
I'm just
going forward. It's just weird.
Look, I don't think I would go for it, but I'm trying to think of this. So on, I don't think it was, just a few weeks ago. A few weeks ago, we went to the cemetery.
Yeah.
Go probably two or three times a year where my dad was buried in Davidsonville, Maryland.
Yeah.
Right? So you go by there, my mom changes the flowers, we say a couple prayers.
Yep.
And that's kind of the routine. But let's just say theoretically, if I could have my dad embalmed and he would just be on his chair
In the day. It's too weird. Even though you want to remember your dad in that way, you don't need to see it. But personally, you don't need to see it whenever you visit the grave or you're going to pay your respects. It's just, it's bizarre.
You look like Dennis Rodman for a second.
When we had the funeral, it was open casket, so you could see him there.
See, I think that's hurting, too.
You don't like open casket?
No, it's just the worst thing ever.
Yeah. I can't remember.
It's very creepy.
I can't remember if your dad was at open casket.
Zippy chance.
Not
zero.
Open casket.
No open casket. It's creepy, and it's weird, and it's bizarre.
I think it's weird when people take pictures, but I've seen that. Seen that many times, particularly on the Italian side. So I'm half Puerto Rican, half Italian. On the Italian side, I remember going to funerals, and if it was open casket, sometimes people go up. Take a picture.
Here's why it's weird. Because the body, when it's preserved and embalmed, it never looks like the person looked in real life. So it freaks me out. I never need to see an open casket, ever.
Grab
T-shirt. Yeah, I think you're agreeing with me here.
Well, every time I think of my grandfather, I think of his frozen body in the casket.
Right, it's just morbid. It's a terrible thing to think about.
Cakes, you don't want to be embalmed like you're mucking kings.
Just sitting there, and I've got the cards like right here, about to toss them in the muck.
If we embalmed Cakes like this, if we did the extreme embalming,
yeah,
you'd have an MGM National Harbor shirt.
I would.
With an ARS Rescue Rooter hat.
And he'd have Stanley Cup champions
right.
on.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You'd be repping the cap.
By the way, I bought more Stanley Cup gear over the weekend from Fanatics.
Of course you did.
I think I bought $120 worth for my daughter and I, or my daughter and me.
You got it. You might as well spend it.
Yeah. Got another T-shirt. Got my daughter. I can't remember when I got her, but it tallied up to $120. And they're going to ship it right to my house.
Hmm.
I need to buy more. I don't have enough.
The only thing I have is a hat that was given to me.
Well, you should buy more, too.
Yeah.
You should buy more.
You're the caps
JP
guy.
JP should buy more. Drab T-shirt. You should get more free stuff from Fanatics. Everybody.
Well, you can give us some cash, and then we'll buy more.
Well, I mean, why would I just give you my cash?
Is this the week of the Cakes Classic or whatever they call it.
It is not. That is traditionally the first Wednesday of every month at MGM Nashville.
It was on the 4th of July. You caught a bad beat early.
Oh, that's right. That's yeah. Right. By the way, we did the research, and the last team to finish over 60 games out of first place was the Mets. The 62 Mets actually have the record for most losses in a season, right. 120. So that's the last team to finish 60 games out. There were 60 and a half games out in 1962. The Orioles are going to threaten that.
They're going to threaten that record of futility.
I believe they will.
Remember when
either the Orioles or the Royals or both.
Right.
Remember before the season when they picked up a couple of pitchers and they're like, oh, maybe they'll actually compete.
Yeah, I remember we were in spring training. The buzz about the Orioles was they picked up, was it?
Alex Cobb.
Yeah, Alex Cobb.
Cobb and Cashner.
Oh, Alex Cobb, that pickup. Ooh, it's really going to help this rotation.
Alex Cobb's ERA is about 100.
And I believe he's making a pretty penny, somewhere around 12 milli for that.
Is he making that much?
I think so.
Besides to go look at the Dodgers farm system.
see
who's on the roster.
See who you're going to pluck from them.
Well, I can't remember who reported it yesterday. Maybe it was Jim Bowden.
It was it was on the Baltimore Sun, one of their beat reporters. I think I know what you're talking about. So the Dodgers were in the lead.
Well, the Dodgers had already offered a package, but it didn't include Walker Buehler, who's their top pitching prospect, and the Orioles desperately want young pitching.
I'm sorry. I gave you a light number on Alex Cobb. He's making $14 million this year, next year, and in 2020. And then he gets a raise to $15 million in 2021.
Wow. Don't you mean stealing money?
Well, he's doing something.
So the Sun article said that 8 teams had submitted offers or showed their interest.
Right.
And so the reporter for the Sun said that out of those 8 teams, the Dodgers were the ones who had the best offer that was already on the table.
Wow, and they haven't taken it yet.
Right.
Well, we'll see. Well, you know you're going to, if you have 7 or 8 teams in the mix, you know you're going to get something good in return.
And will the dog remain Manny?
No, it's Mancini.
Okay.
Have you officially changed the name?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we can bring Manny/Mancini and we can do a ceremonial name change.
I think you should.
I think we should.
It's a good move.
But so you're saying you absolutely will change the name of the dog? Or is that just a bit?
It's just a bit.
Oh. I mean, he won't know the difference. Mancini sounds just like Manny.
Is Mancini doing great this year?
Nobody's doing great.
Right?
No.
But the point is Mancini's still going to be playing for his team. So he would... That's going to bring back bad memories.
Just go old school and call him Joe Orslak.
That would be fine.
The player that put the O's ahead of the Yankees yesterday, Danny Valencia, he was 0-for-25 before he hit the bomb.
And
it shows you how good
the
players are doing.
Meanwhile, former Oriole Nick Markakis is just tearing it up.
Well, you can just go from Manny to Danny.
It sounds similar.
Right?
It works.
Right.
Again, the dog won't know the difference.
I was talking with Grant yesterday about the possibilities of who the Orioles were going to trade with.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that since he feels like Duquette's going to get fired anyways or just quit.
Right. Something
magic happened. So he said, so what's the point of the package is going to be Nubs anyways because Duquette already has 1 foot out the door.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't really care.
Yeah, true. But there might be pressure from the Angelos boys to make the best deal. So I would say maybe the Angelos guys are making the calls if Duquette is going to be on his way out.
But do the Angelos boys know more about baseball than Duquette?
No, but I mean, you got scouts, got other people in the business. Because I would assume that the Angelos sons are making the decisions and not, if Dan Duquette's on his way out, it'll be those guys making the call.
Are they still
Brady's probably making the decision.
Brady Anderson.
Are they still
letting kids in free for every home game?
They should let everybody in for free.
Right.
They should expand that to anybody who wants to go to an Orioles game for free, come on in. Make money on concessions. I'm being dead serious. Open the gates. Fill the seats.
Well, it's embarrassing how empty their games are.
Right. Let everybody in for free.
All right. Phone number you want to chime in on anything, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.